So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
I was reading something on long reads, which is not something that Stugatz would ever visit. The lost art of the long magazine profile where they go very deep into a single subject. And it begins with, he's a man, but not a man. A mascot, but a cipher. A friend and a shill. He's Ronald McDonald, one of the most recognizable faces in the world, and he's out of work in a brand landscape that doesn't have room for clowns. Now, I want to get into this a little more, but please, first, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show, this is a more difficult question than you think. Is Ronald McDonald a man? Because I don't think of him as a man. I think of him as something that's not human, even though I know he, the character, whoever's underneath there, is human.
You know that's paint on his face.
Yes, right? I'm well aware of that.
And you know that Ronald traditionally is a man's name.
Yes, I just don't think of him as a man. I think of him as an entity
it's
that
is really a gender neutral name.
I know it's not gender neutral. I'm not asking is he male. I'm asking sort of do you think of him as a human? Because I do not think of Ronald McDonald as a human. I think of him as a cartoon. Regardless, before we get into the meat of this discussion, I want to tell you how Stugatz came in here today.
Oh, boy.
Which is saying, did I ever tell you about the time that I peed in the Bristol shower?
Oh, really? I thought I was sharing a little story amongst friends there. I mean, that's all. But I did.
So what's the backstory there? Can you tell the people, Adam Schefter led you to a shower that you peed in?
You know what? I didn't remember it until Mike Golic Jr. jogged my memory. You would think I would remember peeing in a shower on the Bristol campus, but I peed in millions of showers. And when you've peed in as many showers as I peed in, sometimes you occasionally forget. And so if you remember years ago, I did the 36-hour fantasy football marathon with Gojo, and we were locked in a room together for 36 hours. And one time I left the room for like a couple of minutes, and Norby Williamson, one of the executives at ESPN, told me to get back in that room. You get back in that room, you're locked in that room for 36 hours.
Sports!
Which I totally understood. That was my job to be in that room, but I had to go to the bathroom. And at one point I wanted to shower. And so everyone was like walking around there, and Adam Schefter out of nowhere pulled me and Gojo aside while he was checking his cell phone. And he said, listen, found a shower. And he walked us down through these hallways to these dungeons to the basement of ESPN. And there was a shower, and Schefter said, there it is, I just used it. And so Gojo said, I am going to use it. And I said, me too. And so Gojo used the shower, I used the shower.
At different times,
correct. Thank you for clarifying.
Well, I just thought there was the real possibility of the two of you, after spending 36 hours together, because he's a locker room head, that you would just say, hey, let's go and take a shower in these cramped confines, this secret shower in Bristol.
I'd like to remind the audience that this is Gojo reminding me that I had done this. This is not me telling Gojo I did it.
Well, normally he would only know that from being right next to you, yeah, if you didn't tell him.
A crossing of streams situation.
Well, this is yesterday, him jogging my memory. And so I peed in that shower, and when Gojo and I were talking about a totally separate issue yesterday, and by the way, he said, my strategy with Bomani Jones in that debate was give myself a chance to win it in the fourth quarter. That was his strategy going in, and I think he did. I think Gojo did a pretty good job. But he said, hey, do you remember when you peed in the Bristol shower? And I said, I do not. And he said, I said, how do you know? And he said, because you came in, you told me, you bragged about it. And I said, oh, okay.
Marking your territory a little bit. Well, Stugatz and I were laughing earlier this week. Mike, you tell me, in terms of the changes within Stugatz, one of these stories I'm going to tell predates Chris Cody and may predate Billy. I'm not totally sure. But how far removed are we now, Mike, as people arrive in Bristol and realize that ESPN is a little different than you thought it was? Like Pat McAfee realized very early that ESPN was trying to kill him. Jeff Passan just realized this week that ESPN is trying to kill him. Stugatz would have done anything once upon a time to be on television for 36 straight hours at ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that we were laughing about from Stugatz's past was the time that his wife told all of her friends, hey, my husband's going to be on television.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on the Heat broadcast. You guys have to watch. And then the Heat broadcast started, and there was Stugatz wearing a headband and wristbands and throwing chalk up in the air like LeBron James on television. And Stugatz's wife was mortified that she had told her friends anything about her husband being on television. And I want to know when that changed, Mike, because now it's hard to get Stugatz on a plane to go to the weigh-in with Masvidal. Like, it's hard. What changed here?
I think it was 36 hours at Bristol doing that fantasy marathon.
Perhaps. It took a Dead concert being right next door to get me to Masvidal, by the way. That's what it took.
But that made for an amazing people-watching party. To have MMA fans and Grateful Dead fans in the same building.
Amazing mix, yes.
So you think that the 36 hours of fantasy coverage is when the scales fell from Stugatz's eyes and he looked around and he's like, oh, wait a minute. They will just send me in a room to sit there and televise me and not let me go to the bathroom because they've got a lot of programming they got to make for 400 channels, and it doesn't matter if much of it is any good or not. They just need to put something on television.
I was asked to do it again the next year. I said no.
I know. You've declined it every year since. You had like pool toys. And wait a minute. As I recall, you were horribly sad. Very early on, you were horribly sad and regretting your decision to sign up for 36 hours sitting next to Gojo, where they went to live updates with you guys all the time, right? They were doing so every hour or so, just checking in on the fantasy room.
Yeah, they were checking in a couple times per hour. I was part of the main thing, like the mock draft at the end, which was really a thrill. I did enjoy it. I also remember feeling like a clown. I am a clown. I mean, and so I think the acceptance of being a clown really set in right then and there.
It's amazing that they asked you back considering the controversy that you found yourself in.
What do you mean?
Why are you in here?
Everyone relax.
Why are you in here?
I'm tired of my islands. I need a microphone. I want to rank quarterbacks.
It's inappropriate. HR.
That's good.
HR. You can't talk into a woman's chest, Stugatz.
This is how Stugatz is untouchable. Who had the odds on Stugatz speaking into Michelle Beadle's chest, and she's the one who no longer works at ESPN? Anybody have that one? In the odds, Stugatz is still here standing after giving quarterback takes into Michelle Beadle's chest.
Oh, man. Underrated part of that is the high five Adam Schefter gave me as I walked
into
the studio.
It is not at all underrated. It's properly rated as one of the greatest things any of us have ever seen. You running onto their set with them not wanting you there, and then you running off, and Adam Schefter, his secret dirty side that not a lot of people see because he knows where all the Bristol secret showers are, his secret dirty side of rebellion, high five Stugatz as he leaves the set, committing on television what was clearly a human resources infraction. Different time in America.
Not really. It's just everyone just chalked it up to he does not know any better. He didn't realize the situation. It was a learning experience for all.
I can't believe that Stugatz is the only one who's able to do hashtag not me too
Not me too. No, I'm going to run away here, and I'm not going to get into any trouble.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they are making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Today on ESPN Daily, NFL wide receiver Marquise Goodwin and his wife Morgan share their difficult journey in becoming parents and how it became a story of hope. That's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
So Chris Cody, who has not had a banner 4 months during the pandemic, is unaffected by this. You know, he dances during breaks. He's got an amnesia like a great cornerback.
Shooter's gonna shoot, Dan.
Yeah. So right before the microphones go on, right as we're about to talk about whatever's important societal thing I'm about to talk about, he leans into the Zoom chat and just apropos of nothing that I could tell, asks the group, who's the most famous person you've ever driven somewhere? Why were you doing that? What was the point? Where did that conversation start that you ended up asking everybody that?
Well, it started with Tony saying during the break, because last segment we were talking about Adam Schefter and the shower in Bristol, and Tony used to live in Bristol, and Tony was like, I have a crazy story. And long story short, the story was essentially I once drove Adam Schefter somewhere like a mile away from the campus. And he was real excited about that. And it got me thinking, wow, who's the most famous person I've ever driven? And I said, sorry, Tony, I have you beat. I once picked up Bill Simmons from a hotel and brought him to the studio. So I trump your Schefter with a Bill Simmons.
I'm not even sure. Did you trump him, though? Put it on the poll at Le Batard Show. Who is the more famous person to drive somewhere? Adam Schefter or Bill Simmons?
Well, I have another poll question, because I think the most famous person I've ever driven, it has to either be you, Dan Le Batard, or Dan Patrick. I drove him home from your wedding back to the hotel. So it has to be one of those two. I mean, do you fancy yourself to be more famous than Dan Patrick?
I do not.
I think you are. I mean,
came in with a strong nominee. He once drove June Lee.
That is not a strong nominee. I don't know. I don't. that is just typically Billy. That's all.
Famous people don't want to hang out with me. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. No, but Billy, is that so? You went through your entire history of driving and your entire life, and trying to get to this conversation involved in it. You actually ranked June Lee as the most famous person you've ever driven somewhere?
Look, Dan, I'm not a liar. They asked me the question. I said, you know what? I don't think I've ever driven a famous person anywhere. This shouldn't surprise you. I don't go places where there are famous people. I don't go places where people generally hang out. These aren't situations that I often find myself in. And then to add to all of that, this also shouldn't surprise you. My car, a bit messy. So I try to avoid driving people places whenever I can.
In Billy's defense, he was actually socializing with June Lee, whereas Tony and I were just chauffeurs for these people.
Oh, you guys were just quiet? You didn't dare start a conversation? You just kept moving or you waited for them to start the conversation?
No, I had a great conversation with Bill Simmons. My point is that the only reason he was in the car with me is because I was sent to pick him up. Tony was asked to do a favor and drive somewhere. Billy was genuinely hanging out with June Lee.
Since we're all in the business of putting each other's business out there, apparently, Chris Cody picked up Bill Simmons from, I believe, the Fort Lauderdale airport in the middle of the Big Three era and drove him to the studio to do like an hour on the show. And I believe, if I remember the story correctly, it's like an hour drive or something. It was a long drive that he had him with, right? Bill Simmons turned to Chris at one point and asked him, "Hey, do people in Miami really hate me?" And Chris had to be like, "No, Bill, they don't hate you."
That a boy.
That's true. And I remember I actually brought my mom's car to pick him up because I was embarrassed of how dirty my car was. So I was like, "I have to pick up Bill Simmons today. Mom, I need your car."
Put on a nice shirt.
It's one of the most pathetic things I've ever heard. It honestly is that you're upgrading automobile. But first of all, it's one of the least surprising things I've ever heard that you and Billy don't know how to keep a car clean. Like, that's not surprising in any way. But the question I have as a follow-up is, Billy, if I searched your car, what is the weirdest thing I would find? What's the thing that if you had to go out to your car right now and beat me to get to your car, you had to get there first, and you went there and you'd be trying to hide what before I found it?
Oh, probably like 18 half-drank water bottles. Easily.
I mean, clean it out.
I want to get back into this subject of Ronald McDonald and whether or not you guys noticed that he's kind of being erased. He's sort of being evicted. Again, it's from Long Reads. He's a man, but not a man, a mascot, but a cipher, a friend, and a shill. He's Ronald McDonald, one of the most recognizable faces in the world, and he's out of work in a brand landscape that doesn't have room for clowns. Had you even noticed that that had happened?
No. No, imagine giving him a ride somewhere, though.
Ponte los patines. Time for some ads.
That's the thing. As I was going through my head trying to figure out who's the one for me, like, it'd have to be someone like Pat Sajak, right? Like, a fame that reaches across the way that Ronald McDonald does.
I mean, Barkley. I know Barkley's been in your car. You've driven around with Charles Barkley.
Who's more famous, Pat Sajak or Charles Barkley?
That is a great question. I feel like it's Pat Sajak, I would say, probably.
I remember two weirder things in my car upon reflection. One is the inflatable bald eagle costume is in my car. And the other was my car got broken into one year on my birthday. It was a horrible birthday. And they stole my radio. And I'm filling out the police report. And I'm like, is anything else missing? And I'm going through all my stuff. And I'm like, they stole my slip and slide, and the cop did not think that was amusing at all. He was very upset.
Casper, people, was there actually a slip and slide in your car? It's something that I can imagine. There was actually a slip and slide.
100%, and it was stolen, and I think that they didn't even want the slip and slide. They stole one of those, like, apple crates or whatever it's called that it was in, and I think that's what they wanted, but I mean, where do you get a slip and slide? I had it in there and for a rainy day, and then sure enough, gone.
you literally had it in there for a rainy day.
But the disappointment when you steal a crate thinking there might be some valuables in there, when you open it up, it's a slip and slide.
You're thinking to yourself, what kind of weirdo keeps a slip and slide in their car?
I was more upset about that than the radio.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Major League Baseball Players Association on Thursday proposed a 70-game regular season schedule, a plan immediately rejected by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey threatened to not host any future conference championship events in Mississippi until the state changes its flag. Mississippi is the only state that still has the Confederate symbol on its flag. And finally, the cast of the movie Almost Famous will commemorate the film's 20th anniversary with a five-part podcast series set to premiere in July. Soccer is back on ESPN Plus.
Syria.
FA Cup, MLS, and more. Plus, get original series, exclusive studio shows, and the complete 30 for 30 library. Stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments around the world, all in HD, all on your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN Plus. Sign up today on ESPNplus.com or in the ESPN app. Tune in Sunday night for ESPN Radio's coverage of the ESPYs presented by Capital One. Pre-show coverage begins at 8 Eastern, followed by the post-show at 11 Eastern, brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. A lot of things to promote around here.
Well, I was just going to ask you about one of those things, because more and more it's being turned into a NASCAR around here against my will, but there was something funny that just happened here, and I don't know whether Roy has any thoughts on this or whether the group has any thoughts on this, but I just saw snuck into our programming there. No one told me that we were doing this, and I just can't believe that things have shifted so much that all of a sudden Freddie Coleman is wishing everybody a happy Juneteenth. Like, that actually happened. I just heard it happen. What world are we living in? Like, what is happening around here?
Progress, Ben?
Yeah, but it's fascinating.
Are you going to go out there on the sand so you don't want to hear that?
No, I'm going to marvel at the shift at this company. I'm going to marvel at what's happened around here.
Not just the company, Dan. It's the nation.
No, but this is funny. Like, this, if you've been paying attention to this show for a long time, this reversal is laugh-out-loud corporate funny. Where, hey, can we get Freddie Coleman to do Happy Juneteenth? Has anyone at ESPN ever wished anyone else a happy Juneteenth?
This is the first time that something like this has happened.
All right, let's backtrack for a second. Can you tell me how it happened? Tell me how it happened.
How it happened?
Did you get a call from somebody? Hey, today we're going to celebrate Juneteenth.
I actually got an email saying we're playing one of these once an hour on the show. I didn't have a say in the matter, and I don't really things like that.
It's so great. All right, let me backtrack for a second.
I'm glad you noticed, because I tried to put it before the
I noticed you were trying to hide it. All right, no, but this is a rich playground. This is rich, man. Unbelievable. It really is.
I just take a beat. You're not sounding great right now.
Here's the thing. I'm not obviously objecting to Happy Juneteenth. What I'm objecting to is this reversal of course that ignores the pressure that this company specifically has put on my neck for the better part of 12 months for not talking about the racial stuff. I have told you guys before that I don't do politics. I am not someone who talks politics around here. Many of you have said, well, Dan, race and politics have always been intertwined. Okay, fine. I've talked race. But what happened to me and to us specifically is that Breitbart ended up taking what were my sports viewpoints that were pro-black athlete and weaponizing them, weaponizing people against me. All the things that you've seen happen in this country, all of them through the media and everything else, has brought politics to us, not the other way around. I've never gone into the political discussions, but the politicians have made race a political discussion.
the people out there who are fleeing us right now because they think I'm talking too much about this stuff the last 2 weeks. They're tired of 2 weeks, Mike. The people who are running away are tired of 2 weeks of give me my hijinks back. Give me all the cotton candy and the cereal that they are leaving in droves because the polling has shown that this is not something people want with sports, even though race is impossibly intertwined with everything in sports. And you guys took away from me the race conversations, making them about politics when I did not make them about politics. I've never made them about politics in 15 years. But now, yes or no, happy Juneteenth is politics. Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, nope. I don't either.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that while I agree with you mostly, there was one time that we got into something that was pretty uniformly regarded as politics, and that's what happened.
No, but that was also race, Mike. No, wait a minute. Wait. Back up on that. It had a politician in it. It was about sports having a lead Hispanic voice, me, and then asking me to sit out race at the borders, race in cages and brown babies in cages, asking me to sit out race, not politics, race.
I just got into this to break down the AFC East.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
Took that from me.
It's fairly amazing, Mike. You have to laugh at it. You have to laugh. If we're going to criticize the NFL for the about face,
I find that funny. And I'd be lying if I didn't find some of what you're saying funny.
I mean, how can it not be funny? It's, if you've been paying attention, like, I understand why executives wouldn't find it funny, but this about face is like happy
necessary.
Juneteenth.
It's necessary. And I like the Jets this year. I really do.
I'm thinking the Bills with Brady out of that division. Josh Allen, if he can make a big step, I think the Bills have a chance to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
It's truly wide open. Yeah.
Granger, people, facility managers know Granger is available.
You know, they added Josh Norman, the Bills.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Reuniting with a former defensive coach in Carolina. So a formidable defensive unit just got a little stronger.
The vision is theirs.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
The statue of former Washington racial slurs owner George Preston Marshall, who was forced to integrate his franchise in the early 60s, was removed outside RFK Stadium on Friday morning.
Now that's funny.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We're not done yet. Hold on. We're going to eliminate racism one statue and one Aunt Jemima at a time. The Minnesota Twins announced Friday. Roy, it is. It's unbelievable. Like, it's funny. We're sitting here taking down these icons. Like, I can't believe that I didn't even notice yesterday that Land O'Lakes actually, not fictionally, actually removed the Native American but kept the land on its box in the most American box that there is anywhere in consumption right now. And now we're taking down statues of George Preston Marshall and the Minnesota Twins. Announced Friday the removal of a statue in front of Target Field of former owner Calvin Griffith. His racist remarks made in 1978 at a speaking engagement marred his legacy.
Man, those must have been terrible. I'm going to look at I'm just learning about
this.
Well,
please find those racist remarks for me because I want to talk about a different set of racist remarks because I thought we were all in agreement that the place that we could comfortably talk race is, hey, don't use the N-word, white people. I thought that was a place that all of us could gather around and be like, yeah, that's a bad idea. But Mike Gundy's being accused of it, and I haven't heard an apology from him on that subject. I heard him apologize for a T-shirt. I heard him pretend that he didn't know what the T-shirt meant. I heard him try to save his job in black recruits by apologizing for a piece of fabric he was wearing. But I have not heard him apologize for the claim Alfred Williams is making that as the quarterback at Oklahoma State, he used the N-word on various players. And Alfred Williams says he's got 20 people who can back it up that they heard Mike Gundy do that. And there are other reports that you hear about Mike Gundy, threatening to send guys back to the ghetto, to desperation, if they didn't do what he wanted to on the field. And I'm just wondering, are we going to make him apologize for the stuff that's the worst? Like, are we just going to make him apologize for the T-shirt? Because we shamed him, because it strikes me as, Mike's just found.
Oh, my God.
Mike just found the Calvin Griffith comment.
I found his wiki, and there's a whole subsection that's racist reputation. I think we could just eliminate reputation from this.
Mm-hmm. Just racist?
Out and out.
Okay, so we're going to tear down the statues now, and any little bit of progress, I suppose, is progress. I'm going to talk to Dominique Foxworth about a variety of different things in the next segment, because he's actually been, Dominique Foxworth is hardly militant or extreme. He is hardly someone that a whole lot of people would call militantly left on race matters, period. He is right. Just sort of a wonderful person that we love.
The best.
That doesn't do a whole lot of judging of others, but has found himself in this time with this platform, a platform, frankly, that is beneath Dominique Foxworth. Okay. If you look at that man's credentials and where he's climbed in the world, working for us as a commentator is beneath his general intellect and skill set. But during this time, he's been on television pushing because he values the platform, a platform he does not need and a platform he does not fear losing.
So this 1978 specific comment was at a Lions Club dinner that he wasn't aware a newspaper reporter was attending. And he says, quote, "I'll tell you why we came to Minnesota. It was when we found out you only had 15,000 blacks here. Black people don't go to ball games, but they'll fill up a wrestling ring and put up such a chant it'll scare you to death. We came here because you've got good, hardworking white people here."
Mike, I told you that we should have done White History Month after Black History Month.
I mean, Target Field is kind of new.
Great moments in white racism. We could have been ahead of the curve, Mike. We could have been ahead of America. There, you told me there weren't 30 days of American racism in sports
that were funny.
That were funny. That
one's not funny.
We came here because you've got good, hardworking white people here.
I mean, I don't find it funny. It's outrageous.
Roy, what do you have?
Keep in mind, he did not say wrestling. He said wrestling.
Yeah,
that's a direct
that's racism
quote.
Right there.
Yeah. Wrestling.
Can I be outraged after the fact? How did he get a statue in the first place?
Wait a minute. What's more? Hold on. What's more racist, wrestling turned to wrestling, or put up such a chant it'll scare you to death?
Probably that one, Dan. Probably that
one. Or we came here because you've got good, hardworking white people here.
That one's also up there.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Not funny at
I'm
all.
Uncomfortable with
not, funny. Hey, not funny. Not funny. Now, to be clear, not funny. We go back to our corporate-sponsored Happy Juneteenth with Dominique Foxworth next.